I like how we start a new year.
So far, so far, never forget.
There's a verse in here, Mike's Pro.
Okay.
You got to hear this verse.
I like Mike's Pro.
Before we even start this podcast,
okay,
we got to get to the verse, okay? So just flow with me for a little bit.
I'm with it.
Okay, this is Andy right here. But, you know, just give me a little bit. Never forget the suffering. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is Mike's Pro's coming.
Listen
to him.
Come on, Mike. Man move bricks, gang got whips. Man's got chicks, cash and flip. Yeah. Man's got this.
Ooh.
Man's not vet. Man's got shh. Ask my ex. Man does bits. DBS.
Yeah.
Man's got grills. VVS. Man's from the bits. Galley on this.
What?
6 foot deep. Man, I bury in this. Step up in the Porsche.
He got me started fresh out the gate. You know what that means. This is the official J Bell and OC podcast. Whenever you hear the uprise, that lets you know to get up and get active because it is cracking.
We're out here, man. What's up, J Bell? How you doing today?
I'm good. We had a long day today.
Yeah, what did we do? Tell them what we did this morning.
I mean, we got up at around 6 early.
Yeah.
six early.
6 early o'clock.
6 early o'clock because we had to do the radio show.
Yeah.
We were on the Biebs, the BBC Radio 1, is it? That's the official title.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Big time.
It was great. Had a great time.
The guy kept on saying, oh, there's millions of listeners. I was like, huh? I didn't know that. I would have brought my good voice.
oh, you brought your good voice.
I did, man.
I hope you mind me saying this, but
what you got?
There was a comment that was said, you know, we were talking, doing our thing, and then somebody in the higher up in the radio administration was like, OC, we're getting all these messages about your voice. And you said, huh? Man,
so
you got that voice.
Listen, like, have you ever heard your own voice back on, like, maybe a voicemail or?
Yeah.
Like,
always sounds weird.
It sounds so weird to me. So when somebody's like, oh, I like yours, I'm like, huh? My voice sounds like, you know, ridiculous. You know.
They were on it. I like it, though, man. It was, it could have been worse, right?
Could have been worse, man. You could have sounded like Gilbert Gottfried. Do you know who Gilbert Gottfried is?
Yeah, the comic
actor,
dude.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He made a living off that voice, didn't he?
He did.
My goodness, that voice was brutal.
Yes, sir.
But it worked out for him.
Yeah.
You know what worked out? What also worked out?
Tell him.
A couple of your predictions.
Okay.
Couple of your predictions.
Which one are we going to go into?
Well, first? I'm going to call you Ostradamus.
Ostradamus.
I'm going to call you Ostradamus because let's just talk about the last game. Everybody saw it. We don't have, you know. Eagles beat the Bears.
Yeah.
That's not what it's all about. It's not about the simple prediction. Oh, yeah. I think the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah.
I'm OC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this matchup is going to be a problem for the Bears.
Yes.
You were right.
Yeah, I mean, it's
– You were right.
Sometimes you just gotta see the bigger picture, man. Now, I gotta admit, the Chicago Bears played outstanding.
Yes,
They played a lot better than I thought. And they –
tough.
Legitimately could have won that football
without a doubt.
But I just knew that offensive line for Philly was going to hold up, and they did.
Yes.
Now, the Bears stopped the run. You know, they got a little things here and there.
Yep.
But I think Philadelphia, man, Nick Foles, something about that football team that I just did not like the matchup against the Chicago Bears. I believe, truly, that the Chicago Bears would have beaten any other team in the NFC. Any other team. They would beat the Rams.
Yeah.
They would beat the Cowboys. Mm. If the Saints would have to travel to Chicago, they would
have
beat them.
Tough. Oh, yeah. Outdoors. Yeah.
The only team that I could have possibly seen beating them,
they
just so happened to draw in the first round. Man, it was an unlucky break for the Chicago Bears.
Because you're right, because they play on grass also.
Yeah.
They play outdoors also. What's fascinating is, regardless of, say the Bears did win.
Mm-hmm.
You called the matchup.
Right.
You called the matchup, and it was specific players. Khalil Mack, who we thought was going to be devastating, you said, hey, let me tell you about these tackles. This is what's going to happen. It happened.
Bro, listen, Jason, I considered myself, and this, You know, I know I come up here and I talk trash all the time about how great I was, but, you know, I was.
You was balling.
Okay, I was pretty good. I was pretty good. I was a pretty good player.
I was there.
Yeah. So I played against Jason Peters.
Yep.
So I knew, I was like, I don't care how good Khalil Mack is, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care how good he is. There are certain offensive tackles who are just that athletic, and you're just not going to beat them on a consistent basis. It just doesn't happen. And I knew that Khalil Mack wasn't going to be able to do that against Jason Peters. Right. And like you said the week before, Lane Johnson had already done something similar to an elite pass rusher.
Yes.
So these guys know how to deal with those kind of players.
What a game.
It's tough.
What's the NFL, the higher-ups, saying right now about this? Are they just pumped up about these games? What do you think?
They got to be happy.
Crazy.
And I like the way everything has, like, come back down to reality.
Yeah.
You know how at first it was, oh, offense this, offense that. All that is out the window now.
All of that is
out. The big boys.
Yes.
Big boys have come out to play now.
You know, I got to give a little shout-out to Mark Chapman. You know why?
Why is that?
Because he did say that he was like, Osi, you've taught me this before.
Yeah.
The third time a team plays somebody,
it's
tough. They usually have their number.
Yeah.
They can win. This has always been your theme. You've always said this over the years.
Yeah.
That's what happened with the Chargers-Ravens.
The Ravens, to me, I knew weren't going to go far. I thought they would win this particular game.
Me too. I was with you.
But I knew if they go a little further that all that stuff that Lamar
– it was going
to
end.
They're going to put that to end. You're just not going to beat – a true playoff team playing that style of football. It's just not going to happen.
They could have won that game if they don't. You can't. We were talking about this earlier. When you play that kind of style, you cannot turn the ball over.
Nope.
And you cannot have penalties.
Nope.
Two things that you can't do. You can't put yourself behind the sticks, as they call it, mm-hmm. with yardage. You can't be third and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Or even third and 10 doesn't work, right?
Yeah. Because
you need to be third and 3 or third and 4. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's what happened. They had a good game plan, man. The Chargers had a good game plan. Gus Bradley, the old
Jaguars guy.
Yeah, Jacksonville. You know I don't say
it. You don't say the Jaguars.
Yeah. They're old guys. It's good to see him have some success, right? I mean, you know. And then
Seattle.
I know.
Up the down. Listen.
I know.
Jason,
what do you think?
Listen.
What was your theme on this?
I just Seattle's too young.
On defense.
They're too young to be able to what Pete Carroll has done was just outstanding this year. But I knew that they were just too young to truly contend in the playoffs. I mean, you need that experience. And they're going to be a better team for it next year.
Yeah.
But here's what I find interesting.
Okay.
Here's what I find interesting. I'm going to call my shot.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm listening.
I think the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, shoot. Where are you going with this?
I think they can beat the Rams. I think the Dallas Cowboys can go into Los Angeles and defeat the Rams. And here's why I say that.
I agree with you.
Do you? There we go.
I agree with you.
But you know what? You know, you agree with me, but it's just now. I think I saw the light bulb just go off in your head right now. You were like,
I wasn't sure, but I'm
that kind of makes sense.
I think that can happen.
It's a possibility.
They have a better defense.
Exactly.
They have a better defense.
They can run the ball.
They can run. Ezekiel Elliott is. These are the two best running backs in the league.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
But the real bell cow running back, meaning I don't care what offense you put him in, what style, is Ezekiel Elliott. We've always said this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Todd Gurley is really good at running that outside zone stuff, and he can run the power game right down at you. But, you know, remember when Jeff Fisher was the head guy and he, like, went disappeared?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that's not his running style. Ezekiel Elliott.
It doesn't matter.
So, once again, it's going to come down. The playoffs, to me, and you will know this, it comes down truly discipline, execution.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Somebody's been in.
Yes.
You have to be disciplined. And you have to execute what you're supposed to do. Then you let the game shake out as it may.
Mm.
But you can't hurt yourself with those two things.
Yeah. Listen, Dallas, Dallas, to me,
they beat a tough team in Seattle.
That's a very bad matchup for them. I prefer this matchup against the Rams than I did against the Seattle Seahawks. And it's, we don't know how this is going to play out, man. The last couple of the weeks,
early
the
in the
Rams,
week, man. Yeah.
The Rams didn't really. I know they won their last game, but they didn't really. You know, they were coming in on a downer,
yeah,
whereas the
yeah.
Cowboys were on the ascension.
Yes.
So it's going to be a very interesting matchup. For now, I might change things tomorrow.
Yep.
But for now, from everything that I've seen, I believe it's going to be a very good game, and I think the Dallas Cowboys can pull off this upset.
Yeah,
I do.
I like how they responded to the injury to their wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's tough, right?
Yeah.
And especially something so bad. But you saw them kind of – you just saw them gather, get back, and get focused and go out there and execute. That's hard. That's difficult, right?
They're a team. But they're a team.
They're – right.
They are legitimately a
– They are.
Team.
They are.
You know.
They are.
They're well-led. They're well-structured.
Who do you think the leaders are on that team? I'm not quite sure, but –
Probably
come from defense. Sean Lee.
Sean Lee. Maybe.
I think Sean Lee. And he's probably a good leader.
Maybe Sean Lee. Probably Dak Prescott just strikes me as a leader.
He does.
He strikes me as like
me
a real leader.
He's just chilling. He's
yeah.
not trying to be too out there with
yeah.
it. But I think he's definitely the leader on that offense and the O-line.
Yeah.
I would say Tyron Smith, right?
Yeah, no, Tyron doesn't talk too much, man.
You don't think he would be him and Zach Martin, maybe?
Maybe Zach Martin. Yeah, maybe him. But okay. Tyron is just like he's just a beast.
Yeah,
but he's one of those guys who don't talk.
Yeah,
you know, like
which is good because
you know how Larry Allen was.
Oh my gosh, Larry Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you know how he didn't have to say too much to lead. You understand what I mean? You just that's kind of what Tyron reminds me of in a way.
We're gonna go back to the Colts eventually because
yeah.
they're amazing and scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Larry Allen's story.
Okay.
For all the listeners, Larry Allen, Hall of Fame, offensive guard for the Cowboys, won all the Super Bowls, end up his career at the 49ers. Okay. So I get there, right? Dallas. Larry Allen's there.
Okay.
Larry Allen's from Compton, born in Long Beach. I'm from
Compton.
Long Beach, right? So okay. Larry, he talks to me because I'm from Long Beach.
Okay.
It's the only conversations we
yeah.
have.
Like a gangster conversation.
Yeah, like.
But gangster with the A, not
yeah,
the
yeah,
ER.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
are like the
yeah.
cool ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, two stories. First is, Jerry Jones would work out in our training facility.
Jerry
with
Jones.
Us. Jerry would come in, work out. We'd be working out.
What kind of workout was he doing?
He was an elliptical guy.
Elliptical. Yeah, yeah. He seems
Jerry
like
Jones
he'd be
kept
an elliptical.
His weight down now. Jerry Jones like hanging with the players.
Right.
So he go, you know,
yeah.
Jerry Jones, he's trying to hang with the young folks.
He's an elliptical.
When I first got there, Jerry had just had some plastic surgery too.
No.
Oh, he was funny. He goes, hey man, I was getting old, fellas. I had to tighten it up. So he's slim. He got the plastic surgery. He's in there. He's doing the elliptical, right?
My wife calls that the lazy people's workout. Whenever I go in the gym, like we'll go in the gym and she sees me in the living room, she's like, oh, that's the lazy people. And she's correct. That is the lazy people's
workout. Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry.
A bad knees workout.
Go ahead.
So when Jerry's in there, Jerry gets Jerry music. Because
okay.
we're in there, we at that time, we could kind of, whoever was had seniority dictated the playlist.
Yeah.
I didn't matter who was in there. When Jerry Jones was in there, when L.A. came in there, Larry Allen, straight West Coast gangster rap.
Even with Jerry
the
Jones.
The owner of the team, OC, the music changed to Ice Cube, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, NWA, gangster rap.
You probably in there benching 500 just eyeing Jerry Jones. Like, say something.
I was in shock when I had heard the stories. But until you see with your own eyes,
yeah.
you're like, did he just switch the music up on Jerry? This is Jerry's world. Didn't matter. Didn't
I love
matter.
That, man. I
Another
love
LA
that.
Story, man.
I love that, man.
Oh,
that's
he's the man.
Cool. That's cool.
I was a special teams captain of the week for like 6-7 weeks in a row, right? You get it every week when you in
6-7 weeks
when
in Dallas. A row.
Oh, I was making tackles. I was balling my rookie. I was nobody was blocking me because they didn't know who I was. So they just kept singling me.
That's no
I
excuse.
I kept making plays.
That's no excuse.
But
for
I was balling.
You were balling.
The boss just walked by again. The boss just walked by.
You were balling.
Yeah.
That's six. That's incredible. Go
yeah.
ahead though.
So, but I was trying to make a name for myself as a
you know, a very sophisticated individual trying to impress the Cowboys so they wouldn't trade me. They did it anyway, so it didn't matter. But that's what I was trying to do. So at the end of practice, they say, okay, Jay Bell, special team captain of the weekend, call us up, right?
All right.
Because that was a big thing because your other captains had been voted in. I wanted to come up, team, go. You know me. You know, trying to fall in line. Yep. Larry Allen, every time, would look at me and say West Side on three.
No way.
Every time I called up, he'd be like, 1, 2, 3, West Side. Because that's what he did. He say West Side on three. And you had to do
you
it.
You had to do it.
He used to punk people, man.
Yeah, he punked me before.
He was the.
I did
watch him bench 770 pounds myself.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was, the bar was bending.
It was incredible.
Anyways.
I got to tell you something.
Tell me.
And this is going to make you laugh. This is going to make you laugh, okay? So just come with me here.
I'm with you. Get on the train.
So I went to go get a haircut today.
Uh-huh. Nice lineup.
Yeah, you see my lineup?
You do have a because I was with you earlier. And you got
I didn't
a little
look like this.
No. So. And got a sneak cut.
So I'm reading the paper, and they have a paper there. And, you know, they're talking about Theresa May and Brexit.
Yeah, serious stuff's happening.
Yeah, serious. And so I look at it, and it occurred to me that for some reason, I hadn't really thought through Brexit. Right?
You were just like, I can live anywhere kind of thing, so you didn't have to, like...
Just give me a second.
Okay.
So I hadn't really thought through it.
Okay.
Now, Jason, me and you have had so many different conversations about so many different things.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I must say so myself, we're very intellectual people.
We try.
a lot of the times when I come in here and, you know, we start having these discussions, these are things that I have thought through.
Yes.
You understand? Like, I have logical explanations for...
Yes, you do. You always come around... To the end.
Right. So these are things, I might not have thought about it then. These are things, maybe I even thought about these things years ago.
Right.
And then, you know, we're having a discussion, all of a sudden it comes out.
Yep.
So I have thought through so many different topics.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, Brexit, we're living here. I've been here for 3-4 years. I was born here.
It's going to affect us.
Yes, but for some reason, I haven't really thought through
right.
to have to come over here and be like, oh, let's talk about.
Yeah.
And so I started to think to myself, I was like, I wonder why that is. Why haven't I thought through this? And the answer, when it hit me in the face, I started laughing. I started laughing, J. Bill. And the barber's looking at me, I just laughed for a good 30 seconds. And the reason why I haven't really thought through this is because that whole Brexit situation really is, that's like a white people's issue. You understand? That's like, you know, it's like a white people's, that's like white people's thing. Like, you know, okay, granted, England is a predominantly white country, the EU predominantly white, you know, countries. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, subconsciously, something was telling me, hey, you don't need to get involved.
don't go on there messing in people's front yards.
You need to stay away from that. You know, just, you know, Simon, whenever Simon and them come up with a solution, let us know. Because we're just going to... You know, because you know. Okay, yes, I'm technically British.
Yep.
Technically, but I'm more like Brit-ish. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's something about like, you know, black people. You know, like okay, for instance, like say I'm talking to an American, a black person from America.
Okay,
and they're like, oh yeah, I'm from LA. I immediately am like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you are.
That's it.
You automatically accept it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But this is me. This is just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm talking to like a black person out here, and I'm like, where are you from? And they're like, oh, I'm from England. I'm like, oh, cool. But where are you really you're really from? I'm from Ethiopia. I'm from Ethiopia.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
because it's just I just can't quite, you know. it's just different for me. Yeah. It's just different.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just different, man. And so that's the reason why I haven't really, because some of our listeners might be thinking, why haven't you guys talk about everything else?
Right. Why
aren't you guys not talking about, well, I just haven't thought through it, man.
You know, I always look at things from an economic perspective, right?
Okay.
So I'm looking into.
You're a finance guy.
Yeah, I'm looking into the implications of that. But you know the truth, man. The truth is this. Like, you know, I'm absorbing news everywhere.
Mm.
But then I go and late night, I start watching news back in the States, and I'm like, that's a real mess. I listen.
That is a big problem.
That's.
This right here, okay.
This right here, this will shake out. Yeah. This is serious. They'll figure it out. It's a lot going on. That's a mess.
So before you start coming and trying to figure out.
I can't even. Yeah. Listen, yeah. I am no rush at all to leave this country.
I love it,
Keep having me, the people that keep making my visa okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was born here, man. Believe that?
You're good. You're in the good.
Can you imagine?
We always talk about this, man. All the jokes aside, but jokes are never aside. I like this place, man.
Yeah.
I really
country.
Do, man.
Great country.
I really do, man. I mean, when people always ask us about, and we've been, I don't want to say approached, but people are like, oh, do stuff in the States and all that kind of stuff. What do we always say? We belong
Why?
Here.
What are we doing stuff over there for?
We belong here. These are our people and who we engage with. How we started with this platform.
It's just different, man.
It is. It
it's
is. And different. I couldn't imagine doing this anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
No way.
Yeah.
My sister was just here, you know?
Yep.
And she's like, she's so pro-America.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, when are you coming back to America? I'm like, coming back? What are you talking about? Why
Y'all
would
got
I
some
do
things
that?
To figure out.
Unbelievable, man. Indianapolis Colts,
man. It's hilarious if anybody wants a laugh to follow
Captain Andrew Luck.
It's hilarious. But, man, this team, nobody should want to play this team. Okay, first of all, this is my thesis.
Mm-hmm.
They beat up on a good team.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we said it was going to be strength on strength. We talked about that offensive line versus the Texans defensive line.
Yeah.
Who would wear down first?
Yeah.
Well, we saw the answer.
They dominated the Texans.
J.J. Watt was all over the place in the beginning, and he slowed down.
Yeah.
And then
Javon Clowney.
You know, he made some athletic plays jumping all the way, and they took advantage of that. I remember one time on the goal line, he tried to move, and they just ran right down on him. So, you have a guy whose shoulder's gotten better throughout the year.
Okay.
An O-line who literally dominates the game.
Yeah.
When you're run blocking like that, you're setting the tone, right?
Yeah.
And then pass blocking, they're great. My theory on defense is this.
Mm-hmm.
They're young.
Mm-hmm.
They got some ballers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know they're not supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
That defensive coordinator they have
mm-hmm.
is amazing. They're running a simple scheme. And I want our listeners to understand, when I say simple, it's not to say the players can't obtain the information to execute a difficult one. Because the Patriots run a simple defense when it really comes down to it. What it allows you to do, it allows you to get better as the year goes on,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you are more focused on seeing what your opponent's doing to you instead of having to learn this new play every week. That makes sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And they play fast.
You play fast. And when you have young guys, you can plug guys in and they'll be kind of aware of what's happening because it's simple.
Simple.
It's got its rules.
Yeah.
You just got to make it into the playoffs. All the defenses now seem to be very, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Now they'll change some things, but the zone teams are the zone teams, the man teams are the man teams,
mm.
and I, I'm, I'm, We knew the Colts offense was going to be what they were. We didn't know. But they are what they are. Got one of the best quarterbacks in the league, offensive line. That defense has surprised me.
Yeah, you're right, man. They're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. I hate to pick against the Colts again because I picked against them maybe five or six times.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to be able to go into Kansas City and win that game.
Kansas City can score too many points.
Yeah.
They can score. It might be a slugfest, and it might be, you know, it'll be looking tight and everything, and then all of a sudden, Patrick, your homie, just goes, bam, 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 bam.
Game over. Yeah.
It's a touchdown. Score.
Yeah. That's tough.
They did well.
They've done well this season, bro.
They've done well this season. I like that water bottle you got right there.
You like it?
Yeah, that's pretty fresh. That's a nice little.
It's a thermos, man.
It looks good. It's got some real high grade material there.
I just bought this today, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't buy much either.
I don't. I had to buy this one today because, you know, my wife is going to school and we only have
Shout
one.
Shout out to Layla.
We only have one, and so she took one to school, and I was like, you know what, boo? I'm gonna go ahead and splurge today. I'm going to splurge on another thermos. You see how I take care of you?
you know what, boo? You take that to school.
You take that one, man. Look how I take care of you.
Oh, my gosh. The guys with all the money find a way to save all the money. I need to learn from you. Oh, man, let's get into our some questions. Man, I can't even take you seriously with that water bottle. You know what, boo?
I got you. If nobody told you that I had money,
right?
There's no way you would know.
No, I wouldn't.
It's like an impossibility.
No.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Like,
well,
your
watch and shoe game.
Yeah, but.
Well, you don't wear your watches all the time.
No, I only wear that once
in a while. That's true.
And then on top of that, it was like my godfather bought me that expensive watch. Like, I didn't even buy that one myself.
That's true.
I don't know.
But see, I would know because through the history of our relationship, you've taken me to some dope spots.
Yeah.
It goes back to LA when you used to land and call me. J-Bell, I'm in LA.
Let's go.
That's enough of that conversation. That conversation stops right now.
Yeah. But you know what it is, though? You know what I realized, Jay? I prefer to spend money on experiences rather than, like, things.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that.
So
that seems like the way everything's going now, and that's good. Question time.
Okay. You sounded so excited.
Yeah. Hashtag, you know the hashtag, Ask OC, hashtag Ask J-Bell. This is from Nick Wood, all right? Nick Wood, three words to describe those wild card games.
Three words to describe those wild
Squeaky bum time. Have either of you seen a kick come from the upright and crossbar before?
Never seen that before.
But you know, they tipped it. Yeah. The guy tipped. You told me that, actually, and then I was able to see it. So Parky
can, you know, he can rest a little easier because he was tipped because they were, whew, Chicago was a tough place, man.
Me and OC were texting last night in that game, and I said, that dude can't leave his house in Chicago.
Man.
But now he can because of that. Is this the name I think it is?
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is a classic Long Beach name.
Okay.
A classic Long Beach. He was in the whole Snoop Dogg chain of command type things.
Daz Dillinger?
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's
Nate Dogg.
Oh, okay, Nate Dogg.
I like it. Shout out to Nate Dogg. Shout out. Who from any of the athletes from other sports you guys have met while living in the UK would make the best transition to the NFL? So who, any other athletes we've met, would make a good transition to the NFL? We've met some cool dudes.
Yeah. I think maybe some of them could have played kicker.
Definitely.
NFL. Yeah.
I will say guys like Jack Butland, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a
– Maybe a tight end.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
Butland
dude is
– tight end. Yeah.
Dude is big.
Yeah. And he's like
– He's swaggy.
He's swaggy. And he's,
you know.
He's got that look in his eye.
Yeah,
like,
he got that look.
What's up?
I will say this, man. Like, the first time I met Harry Kane and Eric Dyer, I was like, yo, these dudes are big.
Big.
So –
Tall and big.
I mean, I'm just surprised at the size in some of these footballers. I just didn't expect that, not knowing what I know now.
Because some of them, there's so many small little petites. So many small petites ones.
I thought that's how they roll.
Yeah,
and I'm looking at these others.
That.
And I'm looking up at them and I'm like, yeah, you got that juice. All right, so let me try to make this make sense. Going back a few weeks on the podcast, Colonel Jack 71 has been active on Photoshop. He sent us this on Twitter. Let's look at it and describe it real quick.
Oh, Waitrose.
That is dope. That is
no
wait,
more profile.
It says Waitrose under new management. OC bought the Waitrose.
That's what I'm talking
Waitrose.
About.
Waitrose. This is amazing. This is a picture of a front of Waitrose, and it says Waitrose. That looks like it's real.
Colonel Jack, I am giving you a follow right now.
Colonel Jack,
that
man.
Is incredible, man. I really appreciate that, man.
That
I
was
appreciate you.
Dope.
That's so nice.
That is nice.
Let me go in there one more time and let them profile. See what happens.
We need to get some Waitrose shirts and let that. That is fresh,
Colonel
man.
Jack. You're going to be in upper management.
You're
in
a
Waitrose.
Legend. You're a legend.
CEO of Waitrose, Colonel Jack.
The Twitter handle is at ColinWhite5. That's Colin the White official Fire. One. We're gonna show you
major
love, bro.
Love, man. Major
that
love.
That is fresh. So you know the reviews. Let me just tell y'all, man. Keep them coming. Means a lot. Super dope. Gooner 73 says, "You must be dead inside not to enjoy this. You must be dead on your actual insides
dead.
Not to enjoy this.
You're dead on your inside.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's up, man."
IB says, "Makes you cry laughing. Just don't let OC sing next Christmas. It was disturbing." Man, my man can sing, man. Don't, OC. Keep singing, bro.
Listen, man. Listen.
Hashtag uprise.
Uprise, man. We out here.
We out here. Keep singing. Keep the reviews coming. Keep all the good stuff. Man, we appreciate it. See you next week. Uprise.
Never forget. So far, never forget. So far, never forget. Now money's coming for us. I know they settle for less. The narrow cash and collect. Euro cash and collect. Sterling cash and collect. Dollar cash and collect. Naira cash and collect. So far, never forget. Now money's coming for X. I know they settle for less. The narrow cash and collect. Euro cash and collect. Sterling cash and collect. Naira cash and collect.
Come on, Mike.
Dollar cash and collect.
Man move bricks. Gang got whips. Man's got chicks. Cash and flip. Yeah. Man's got this. Man's not vexed. Man's got shh. Ask my ex. Man does bits. DBS. Yeah. Man's got grills. VVS. Man's from the bits. Galley on this.
What?
6 foot deep. Man, I'm burying this. Step up in the Porsche, pretty nigga.
Nigga.
No one realer. You can call me Jigga.
Yeah.
If I like the figure, then I beat it up.
Beat it.
You like the money? Come and see what's up. I'm spending brains to the pound.
Pound.
In the city's going down.
Down.
Rise up town.
Up town.
All time's up now.
Yeah. So far, never forget. Now money's coming for us. I know they settle for less. The narrow cash and collect. Euro cash and collect. Sterling cash and collect. Dollar cash and collect. Naira cash and collect. So far, never forget.